Dillman would rely heavily on those instincts. Observing the passengers at such close quarters, he could feel their collective exhilaration. Even those who had made the journey to Liverpool before stepped onto the gangway with renewed eagerness. First-time travellers were more openly enthusiastic, agog at the size of the ship, and excited by the thought that they would be sailing 3,000 miles across an ocean. Children were especially animated. Dillman could see the joy in their faces and hear the wonder in their voices. Doubts and fears vanished in the general elation. Everyone hurried aboard. For the best part of a week, the Caronia would be their home. Dillman looked up at the vessel with admiration. He had sailed on her sister ship, the Carmania, but this would be his first trip on the Caronia. He was looking forward to it. The two ships were known as the Pretty Sisters. Externally, they looked identical. Elegant vessels of almost 20,000 tons apiece that stretched to 676 feet in length. Both were surmounted by massive twin funnels, painted in the standard Cunard colours of red and black. The major difference between them lay in the engine room. By way of an experiment, the Carmania had been fitted with turbines, while the Caronia was powered by conventional steam engines.